Blog Talk Radio.
Fire you up! Ah, the Flyers won the game! We're going to the Stanley Cup! Woo! Oh, sorry.
That's for the first week of the season when you win one game and we're unbeaten!
Well, I didn't have that week.
That's true.
You know.
It's been just a rough season.
Yeah. For both of us.
Yeah.
I am the host, the best thing going today. I have to feel good about myself because nobody else is going to. I'm Dan Colachico, my co-host Kelly Levy. Today, we're going to talk about some interesting subjects, mix it up a little bit. We're going to talk a couple things of NHL. We're going to talk about an AHL goalie fight and the return of Ilya the Universe's Humongous, Brizgalov, and some horrible-looking Abe Lincoln jerseys. We're also going to look at an NCAA female hockey game, women's hockey game that took place that had, I don't know if it set record for most.
Yes.
It did. Awesome. We're going to go a mini list because the list is great. Penalties in a game. And we're going to skim through the top five selling NHL jerseys because I thought the list was interesting. And all of this news, they're not paying us for the advertisement, but I do want to hit them up. Puck Daddy, if you go to Yahoo Sports and look at Puck Daddy, it has got the best reporting outside of TSN.
I wouldn't say best reporting.
It's got the best articles.
No, it's just the best gathering of other people's reporting.
That's what I mean.
That's not reporting. I know that passes for
reporting.
Is that
like Rand Paul plagiarism?
No, it's just aggregating content. It's not reporting.
But if you do want to call in 718-664-9133. That's 718-664-9133. And talk to us on Obey the Puck here on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, Monday night.
The smooth
list. Talk hockey.
We're going to talk hockey, yeah. That's sexy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks, good night. let's hit the first thing. Let's go right into it. The AHL goalie fight. Now, the reason this is interesting is it's Malcolm. How do you pronounce that?
Subban.
Who
PK's
is
little brother.
PK Subban's little brother of the Montreal Canadiens, and it is a line brawl to the likes of you've never seen.
Well,
I mean that you only see one.
How could you say you've never seen it?
I said that wrong. I said that wrong, eat me. I meant you would only see in the end.
NHL.
I don't have experience like you do.
You don't see line brawls in the NHL. It doesn't happen.
You've never seen this before.
It did in the 70s. It doesn't happen anymore, though, really.
You marry me, but you can't touch anybody.
Well, 6-0.
I'm going to hit you.
Providence. And Hartford.
Oh, okay. Is that the score?
So it's, it's old-time Bruins, Whalers.
I didn't know that.
It happens quite often.
I'm going to post the article for y'all to read in a second, but I wanted
y'all.
To... Shut up.
You're so Southern.
All right, Dean, who we mentioned a great deal because he is a good friend, Dean mentioned, what did he say? I'm going to misquote him, but he said my mixture of Southern and normal talk was alarming.
Southern and normal talk.
Well, the way I talk. My normal talk. The way I talk normally. He used a different word. I'm talking about the way I speak.
Look
which
here,
is all muffed up.
We of the South are, we're coming out of the...
You're from Connecticut. I don't want to hear that.
We're coming out of the Reconstruction period just fine. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, we're going to be okay. We're going to go to the hockey game. We're going to be okay. I'm from Virginia.
My people got kicked out
my
of Canada.
My people, my ass. Your dad and mom are from Brooklyn, and not once have I ever heard you say coffee. Norwich, represent.
Well, not really.
Yeah, really. I was there when I was two. When I was two, we moved.
Well, we went back.
We went to the boat.
There's no boat in Norwich.
There's no boat?
No.
Whoa. Nice. Huh. You going to get Acme and get some shrimps in Philly?
No, I don't talk to Philly people.
The reason why I bring this fight up, back to the subject, is it is the complete opposite turnaround, 360, you just saw it less than 10 minutes ago, of the fight that we were talking about last week between the Capitals and the Flyers. And what I mean with, yes, there's a bunch of dudes punching the crap out of each other, but it takes a full minute and a half for the goalies to get involved. And they skate over to each other towards the middle. Do you want to go? You want to go? Sure. Okay, let's go. And they start. It was brutal. At one point, who was the other guy?
Oh, Stasia?
Scott Stasher. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. Of the Hartford Wolfpack. At one point, he punches him and then goes like this. He shakes his hand like, I hurt my hand.
Because he's a goalie.
But for 40 seconds.
There was a lot of shaking back and forth.
Right.
Realizing that they couldn't reach each other's heads because they're goalies and they have way too much gear.
But there
on.
Was some pretty good lands because I saw it phrased at one point like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Stager got in one good punch.
Scott.
I think Subban got in
good
maybe one or
four.
Two. But that was it. Out of the 20 that they threw, they managed to land a total of three punches.
That brings up my point. 40 seconds in, this guy looks in at Malcolm and goes, I'm tired. Me too. Okay, we're done. And Malcolm pats him on the back and they skate off. That is the funniest thing and greatest thing at the same time, coming off the crap that the sport in general was taking after Emery assaulted, in my opinion, Holtby.
That's what a goalie fight's supposed to be. That's
right.
Why it's so beautiful.
Heck,
because it's two guys who don't really want to fight, but
no.
They fight because they're part of the team and they don't want to be, you know, left behind when the bus leaves. So they go and they put on their little show, but they both know they've got 30 pounds of gear on and it's not going to be a real fight. So they go through the motions, they try maybe to land a punch, and then they go their separate ways, knowing that they'll still be friends because they're still goalies and they have to eat lunch together while the rest of the team, you know, goes.
They're weird.
To a bar.
I don't want to talk to them.
Exactly.
But even Hextall and Potvin or your buddy, Kolzig and what's his name? His the best man at his wedding. We talked about it last week.
Defoe.
They'd fight and they'd be like, all right, we're done. I'll see you later.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
get you a pizza. That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Coming off the BS from last 2 weeks ago almost, it was, I almost laughed out loud because it was just like, oh, man, I'm done. Let's go.
Well, now it was.
It was the pat on the ass that I was like, all right, man, that's what I'm talking about. I beat you up, you beat me up.
Sports.
Yeah, patting on the ass in sports. These ass football players. Then the voicemails they leave each other are fantastic. I thought that was great. It just kind of, I laughed at the same time. I was like, kick it! Yeah, it was great. You know, they got along.
Well, now, at the same time, Hartford was losing 6-0.
I didn't know that.
But in contrast to Philadelphia, Hartford has had a really good season up to this point. They just kind of, it was one of those games where they got blown out and things bubbled over.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say the word sportsmanship in the same sentence as the lion brawl, but that's what that was. We just kicked each other's ass. It's over. I'll see you later. And I just thought that was really worth mentioning. I wanted to post the article on Twitter, and follow us on Twitter at Obey Puck Show. We are constantly tweeting when hockey's going on, not just commenting on the Capitals or the Flyers, even though that's our mainstay because those are the teams we follow.
Well, those are the games we watch, though.
Right. But you were the other night, you were watching Vancouver, and somebody were making comments on that.
Yeah.
College hockey. Yeah, college hockey. You were making that was fun. He tweeted to the Notre Dame team, it's nice to not see any advertisements on the board.
It is.
No, I agree with you.
I love the Notre Dame rink. It's awesome.
You guys want to see what it looks like for what it used to look like when hockey was played? Go watch a college hockey game. There's no advertisements. anywhere.
No, well, I don't think that's the case most places. That's the case in Notre Dame, because Notre Dame can afford their own rink, and they don't have to have advertising because they're Notre Dame, and they have tons of cash.
Isn't the, also the rink is bigger, right? Is it bigger than NHL?
I think it varies quite a bit in college hockey, okay, based on where they can play. I mean, some programs, you know, that wherever they can get ice time is where they're going to play. If that's an NHL size rink, or if it's an international size rink, you know, they'll, whatever they can do to get the game done, they're going to go there. But I'm not sure.
How can you not love this, though? Just watching it, and please, like I said, if you're listening, go to the link and watch. It's just beautiful. They beautiful sarcastically. They punch each other a couple times. They get tired. Like, okay, I'm done. It was 5-0. Cue the malarkey as the 5-0. There it goes. All right, see you later. Yep, they were one step away from shaking hands.
Yeah, oh, both of them were like, okay, we're tired. We agree to stop, and good. We're going to be the first ones in the showers.
Yeah, really. Well, I'm done for the game. You guys,
we don't have to hang around for the other guys.
I thought that was great. I really did. And I,
well, it's not too long ago that Subban got his first pro win, so it's been an eventful couple of days for him.
How many years? Because PK's been in the league for a while. I say a while, but I mean a little while. 4 or 5 years, right?
3, 4, something like that, right. Yeah.
Another thing I want to talk about. First of all, we're watching the Hall of Fame thing. All I cared about was Fred Shiro. So
yeah,
I want to say congratulations to Ray Shiro and the family for his dad. We got us 2 Stanley Cups. Yeah.
And now Ray Shiro.
I know.
Works for the Penguins.
I don't want to talk about him, you know.
And how did Mr. Snyder mess that up? You could have got, apparently, Shiro, you know, putting together the Flyers teams. Now, I hate the Penguins, but you got to admit,
he's smart.
The teams are
it's
pretty darn good.
You know, it's not his fault.
I think it is his fault.
It is not.
His old Ray there was probably available when Bobby came back to town.
I don't want to talk about that. All right, it's Bobby. Say something about Flin Flon. Ken.
Flin Flon is a stupid name for a town.
So is Norwich.
Yeah.
Might as well be a whale. See what I did there? The Norwal?
No, not really.
Come on.
No.
It's like doing a show with Dean.
No, I don't get it.
All right, fine.
Well, you asked.
Okay. You don't have to let it go. So let listeners forget Bill Olson.
Okay.
Because I'll get a tweet about this tomorrow and I'll feel bad all over again.
You don't feel bad about anything ever that you say on a show ever.
You're right. The second thing I want to talk about is the Brizgalov.
The Brizgalov. I like that he's become just kind of a third-person entity.
He's the V in hockey now.
But you think Russians are weird.
No.
Here, folks, here's a Russian goaltender.
Yeah.
Just let that settle in for a while. Okay, now he's going to speak.
I wanted to get it for the show, and I forgot. Just that 30-second clip of him. I'm totally talking about the universe, and it's humongous big. Jesus. I didn't have a problem with that. I liked his weirdness. It was right up my alley.
Yeah.
But I also, what I didn't like was him not blocking the puck.
Oh.
You know, that
So you wanted
thing.
Both those things together.
Yes. Is that so much to ask for?
Yeah. That's a lot.
I can't believe he's back in the NHL. And I'm not talking about his ability, kind of. I'm talking about his... He's weirder than most.
I really don't think there's a weirdness bar in the NHL for goaltenders. If there is, that's an incredibly high bar, because some goaltenders are some interesting folk.
Well, they're like the drummer. The drummer is always the weird one of the band.
That's a very... I think that's a true statement.
Wait,
the
did
drummer,
I say something correct?
Yeah, I think...
Did you
the
hear
drummer,
that, folks?
Drummer in a rock band equals goaltender in a hockey team.
He is in the backbone, keeping the pucks out of the net,
yes,
keeping the rhythm of the band.
No one talks to him.
No one talks to him.
Because he keeps kissing everybody. And then everybody else is just like, yeah, he's the drummer. Just ignore him.
Yeah. He's just playing with his dolls again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just let
look at Phil. He's talking about the universe being big.
Just let him. Just let him.
Tiger be. Blood or whatever he was. That's Charlie Sheen. But the tiger and the I'm afraid of. Remember he went into the locker room during the Winter Classic special and there was like a tiger on a bottle at the. Yes, tiger. This is not. He was like, I know all about tiger now. Like what? I'm not afraid of penguin, bear, but bear and wood. I miss the personality. I don't miss the butt's coming at my shoulder. Duck!
Well, pucks are hard.
And yeah, you see all these other... Robotech Monic stopped it with his face once.
Do you really want to bring up Checkmonic?
I guess I do. Because he was in the playoffs.
He was
Chris Galloff was not.
Well, he was in the playoffs. That. He just wasn't in the playoffs with the Flyers.
Right. I don't... The other history doesn't count.
He got there with the Coyotes. Which should count for something.
Why you have to be made?
That's the greatest clip ever.
It's only hockey. That's gonna start the show next week.
It is the greatest clip of. It puts things in perspective.
You know who showed me that? And I miss this guy. A big shout out to Brian Clancy. I hope he listens because he's a huge hockey fan. He showed me that once in the call center of that company I used to work for. Oh, I said it. And I think we laughed about it for days. We just would see each other and go, hey, why do you have to be men?
It's good stuff.
So he signed finally. We heard rumors that he was with Las Vegas.
He was with Las Vegas.
He definitely was.
Because
I didn't see anything.
Tryout contract.
And 2 days ago, he made a verbal agreement with the Edmonton Oilers to sign. And today it is officially he signed a contract.
Oh, there you go. So when you guys play the Oilers?
We just beat them Saturday.
Okay.
So never.
Well, they'll be coming to Philly at some point. Were you in Edmonton when you beat them, or were you at home? You were at home when
we're
you beat
home,
them.
We're in home, so we're going
okay.
to Edmonton.
So you're going to Edmonton at some point.
I don't think Brizzy's going to be a problem.
You might have to face the tiger blood swilling, not afraid of anything but bears, crazy philosopher goalie.
Chris Galloff.
We're in the
Are
oil.
We still paying his salary?
No, you bought him out.
So we don't have to
so
pay
So you're
it.
Not technically paying his salary. You paid his salary. All of his salary for that crazy...
That son of a...
He is making bank and laughing his crazy butt all the way to the Russian mafia.
No wonder he doesn't get banned.
Of course not.
Because I got paid 51.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how long was that contract? 9 years?
I got out of it in 2. Learn how you can scam the Flyers here by 1-800.
I would pay money to see a Breeze Galloff in the suit with the question marks. Remember the question mark suit guy?
He's still
Breeze Galloff.
Hi.
Ask me how to make millions and only play 7D games.
You know what I'm talking about, Ed.
Exactly.
Son of a... He's got me.
Yep.
Oh, well. The last, what do you say about, what else do you say about him? Good luck in Edmonton, I guess.
I hope things go badly, but which is bad, you know, personally, just because it'll be entertaining.
I only hope it goes bad because he's a billionaire. He didn't have to play for any of it.
But he did play for it.
Stop it. He barely.
Just not very
barely.
Long. Yeah.
I did want to mention real quick before going to the final thing, because I want to complain about this, because... I can. Stamkos.
Oof.
There was one game today. Boston versus Tampa Bay. And I have not seen it. You have apparently seen it.
Yeah.
Will you explain what happened without getting gory details?
Stamkos was coming back on defense. I'm not sure if he lost his footing or if he got hit or something like that. And he slid leg first. Into the goalpost, and yeah, it
like
is,
that.
Yeah, it was,
yeah.
It was not good, and he is out with a broken tibia.
Yeah, that's
and he's going for surgery tomorrow.
Oh,
I was amazed because I watched it because I didn't know what had happened. I had seen something.
All right,
come
I'm gonna
up.
Watch it. This is my reaction live. Oh, Jesus. Keep talking, please. Holy
See, and he tries to get up.
No,
that was
dumb. Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, stop trying to get up, Steve. why would you try to put all your weight onto that?
Nah, that, yeah.
You know, that looks like Sid. When he broke his leg, he was just screaming, saying, "I broke my leg!" Oh, I can't watch that. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, really.
We're good. We're going to pause.
Really never want to see that again.
Because
my mom did the exact same thing.
Yeah, but you heard it.
Yeah.
You were just standing right there.
And I saw it, so.
Oh, man. I hope he, I'm going to post this to Twitter. Yes, I'm going to post this to Twitter. Because that's painful.
Yeah, so he's going to be out for quite some time.
I don't even know what to say. I can feel my leg hurt right now.
Yeah.
Man, that's for any hockey player. Who was it last year? Who was it this year that got the, last week, they got the skate into the ankle?
I remember hearing about that, but I cannot remember.
Surgery, same thing. I mean, it's that bad. And somebody on, was it Kunitz last year who got it?
No, it was Carlson.
Yeah.
The Ottawa Senator defenseman.
And that,
those Kevlar socks, man. I can't believe all the guys will not wear them.
Save your foot.
Yeah.
Your leg.
Save your leg.
I mean, it seemed to, for years, you didn't hear anybody. Like, we mentioned Malarchuk. We mentioned Zednik. And for other than that, like, it didn't seem to happen a lot. And all of a sudden, there's these little incidents happen with the skates. That's not a skate. That was just a leg cracking against the goalpost. Man. I purposely saved that for the show. I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
I mean,
it's,
his leg
it's
bent backwards against...
It's rough for Tampa. Tampa's been having a fantastic season, like completely under the radar. No one expected it, and they've been just,
well, I mean,
they've just been zooming along.
They signed, what's his name away? They let Lecavalier go.
They let Lecavalier go. Yeah, it seems like they're truly missing him. They're 11-5
I know, that's what I'm
now.
Saying. But I expected, like, oh, what? That's going
to
screw
rid
the
of him.
Chemistry, though. I mean,
they
he's been there for so long.
They had to get rid of him. They had to free up the money. So that they could keep
Give
him.
Philly.
It was one of those things. It was Lecavalier or St. Louis. They could keep one, basically.
May I mention something real quick, since we're in the random news part? Why does it look like that the set for the Hall of Fame costs $60 out of cardboard?
Yeah, it's really
it's
really cheap.
Didn't
looking.
The NHL post all over the internet that last year, even though there was a lockout, that they made the most money, the most profit they ever had? Batman, the asshole. Anyway, my last, and I'm going to post this before we start talking about it, get into a rhythm here. And you mentioned this the next day, and I wish we didn't knew about it during the show, but you sent it to me the next day. The Condors, what league is that?
Bakersfield Condors, that's the ECHL.
Okay.
Which doesn't stand for anything.
It used to stand for East Coast.
It used to, but,
now
you know,
just...
the news outlet, as I was saying before, no one actually, you know, does reporting anymore. You don't even, they don't even have to do reporting anymore. All they have to do now is, you know, a quick look up on Wikipedia to realize that it is not the East Coast Hockey League anymore. It's just the ECHL. But every time I saw that jersey mentioned, and I saw it mentioned over and over again, it was listed as the Bakersfield Condors of the East Coast Hockey League.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, that is interesting. But explain to everybody, you read this first, so you go ahead and explain to everybody the reason and what this jersey is.
The jersey was celebrating, I believe, the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address by Mr. Fred Lincoln, or I don't know.
It's some guy named Lincoln.
Some tall guy or something.
Yeah, he wore
it. He went to Pennsylvania.
Funny. I think he's still around.
Yeah. And
now that I see it on them, I don't think it's too bad, but when you were just showing me the picture, how can you describe this? Up in the
crest. It's busy.
Busy? Ugh, it looks like an Ed Hardy t-shirt, if you don't get the reference, I'm sorry. The Condors logo is on the right, is on the left boob. Then you got the, who sponsors them, do you know? There's the sponsor on the shoulder. And then the front is a picture of Abraham Lincoln. Just him standing in a room, and the whole picture's there. The room, the people standing behind him, and I'm pretty sure it's the shot of him at Gettysburg.
Probably.
And on the back, 67 years ago, it's there. It's written.
Yeah, back when politicians gave really short speeches. Because people had to stand and listen to them, so they just couldn't drone on.
He also didn't have a microphone, so he had to, 67! And he had to wait.
What do you say?
What do you say? He said, blessed are the cheesemakers.
Blessed are the cheesemakers.
Oh.
Bless their hearts.
I'll say it again. When I first looked at it, not on the player, it looked really, really effed up. Now that I see him wearing it, it actually didn't look that bad. It was okay.
It's a specialty jersey.
It was loud, as you said.
Yeah, you can't see it in the picture of the guys wearing the jerseys, but the Condor actually is wearing a stovepipe hat.
That's funny.
Which is adorable.
That's good. As I said, I agree now. It looks fine now. I looked at it, and maybe it was because where I was when I looked at it real quick. Because I was in that dreadful place with the bugs crawling around. It looked horrible. And now, the more I look at it, it looks, you know, because it's stretched out. It's actually out. It looks okay.
Well, Bakersfield has they have a great marketing team in Bakersfield.
I always knew about the Condors.
They get press for the stuff that they do. They do different, specialty nights, and then they do these weird jerseys and stuff like that.
In reference to our friends in Fairfield, where the heck is Bakersfield? Is it nowhere near?
Are we talking about Fairfield?
Because they're celebrating the Gettysburg Address.
Bakersfield's
in California, right? So, like, I don't get why they're talking about that specifically and not somewhere near there, like Hershey or something.
Because no one in Hershey is having to work that hard to sell hockey tickets these days.
That's very true.
All those teams have really good attendance. Bakersfield is having to push it. So they picked an anniversary. They got a jersey made. They got mentioned on a bunch of different news programs. And good for them. Hopefully they sold some more tickets, because that's the name of the game in the minor leagues.
What's the name of the game in...
In the big leagues,
I
think it's supposed to be, you know, championships, but I think there's quite a few big league teams that would be very happy to just sell the joint out every night.
Some of them have problems doing that, Coyotes.
A lot of those teams have trouble selling the place out every night.
There's and one more time before we go on to the next thing, that's one of the things I found interesting, that out of all the teams, especially when you have the original six in the league, that I showed you the top five NHL attendance, and the Flyers are still as bad as they are at the five.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty...
Well, now, attendance is based on ticket sales.
I know. I know what I mean. People going to the game.
No.
Or
it's
not
based,
going to
it's
the
based
game.
On ticket sales. What I'm always curious about is when the teams aren't doing so well, how many people are through the gates, through the turnstiles. There have been some gaps there in Philly, and for years there were never any seats available anytime you watched a game on TV. But that's what happens.
We're just loyal.
There's nothing
else going on.
That's what happens. And for all those Penguin fans who cry that they've loved their team forever,
How many times have you been in bankruptcy?
No, you didn't, because I watched those games in 2003 and 2005. 2005, they started coming around because I got some kid. But
this kid who isn't even the top six players right now, because he sucks right now. He's on a drought.
What? Because he hasn't scored in a game?
Yeah, I know. Sorry,
that's true. That's it. He's fallen off.
Now you asked me, and I'll say this in public. Well, wouldn't you want him if he was available? No, I don't want him near this team.
I don't
want him anywhere. I don't care how stupid I am. I don't want him anywhere near the orange and black. Let him cry for somebody else. Let him take his little stick and smack the club across the ice on somebody else's team. Stay in Pittsburgh where the igloo can't even open the door.
the igloo is gone.
That was the first chance. Nobody knows because nobody was a fan.
No, there were fans in there.
They always mention it's been how many years since we've had the Stanley Cup, but how many times in those years have they declared bankruptcy? Or almost. Get the hell out of here.
A couple of times.
Don't even get me started about
Pittsburgh. I was looking forward to the Kansas City Penguins.
I was looking forward to being the only team in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? But you're not from Pennsylvania.
Damn it. That's right. I still had to deal with the Devils.
Yeah.
You're just killing all my dreams tonight.
Well, but your hometown boy bought the Devils, so maybe he'll do away with them for you.
Who?
I don't know. Wasn't he the 76er guy or something?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
It's all a plot, Devils fans. The Philly guys are finally infiltrating the infrastructure, and they're going to take Lamoriello out the only way they can, money-wise.
And because of that, the blood will flow. On Obey the Puck, we'll be right back.
Stand tall, ladies and germs, we are the mystery men.
I am dominating at my fingertips.
Run outside right now and go, listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio! And I want you to scream the whole URL out loud and run back inside before the cops come. If you're sitting at work right now, you're working the night shift, listen to this show, punch somebody in the head and tell them to listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
If you have it on your iPod and you're on the bus, just smack,
especially if he's a fat son of a gun trying to get on his scooter, just tell him, you better listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, I'm going to pop the tires in your scooter. Tell them that.
Yes, that's right. Don't take up time when people have got to get somewhere on a bus! Okay? If you need to drive a scooter, just ride the scooter all the way. I'm sure the battery will last. Anyway... That was the Mystery Men. That was the Mystery Men with The Blood Will Flow. You buy their album for, I think it's $9, at lucha-rock.com. The name of the album is No Habla Español. My producer is about to tell me in 20 seconds and it won't matter. But buy the album at lucha-rock.com. I really I like them. I like their stuff. I love the gimmick. If for those who don't know, we play them on this show a lot, and if you don't listen to Hell in a Cell, you don't know who they are. Mystery Men is a band out of New Jersey, down the Jersey Shore, that wear lucha masks, which are wrestling masks, the whole show. They're not into the gimmick. It's a show, period. And it's great, great jam rock. Not like 19-minute
kind of
fish stuff, but yeah, surf rock. It's good stuff. And since we endorse them and they endorse us, that's what I have in the program. I can play them. So that's what we're playing.
It's all about cross-marketing strategy.
Yes, and if any bands would like to get a sponsorship from Obey the Puck, come on over and let me know. Email us at obeypuckshow@comcast.net. All right, a lot like fish, what can I say?
Oh, no, fish stuff is way longer.
You haven't seen them live, though. You never know.
No, fish stuff is way longer.
Plus, people get arrested at fish concerts.
Well, people get arrested at all different kinds of concerts, but...
Anywho, we're going to take a right turn here into the world of women's hockey.
The world of women's hockey. So, in the U.S., college hockey.
Yeah, unfortunately, at
the end
point. I, for one, think I would be a women's hockey groupie so bad. Oh, you're the center? How you doing? Let me buy you a drink, honey?
Then you need to move to Canada.
Yeah, really? They have professional women's hockey?
I do.
See you later.
The woman who was just inducted into the Hall of Fame, Jerry.
Oh, what's her name?
Haney?
Yes, Haney, that's right, that's
She's,
right.
She played professionally up in Canada years.
I didn't mean to do that. That's another thing I love about the Canadian. We mentioned it, and again, I'll mention it again. Anybody who has not seen it, get the CBC DVD set of People's History of Hockey. And they chronicle women's hockey a lot on that. Still not as much as the men's hockey, but there's stuff you never knew that never existed.
Well, all the stuff in the 70s with the little girls pretending to be boys so they
could yes,
go
so they
play,
can play
at the high levels. With,
just so they could play.
With the guys, yeah.
What's her name that got signed to Tampa Bay by Mr. Phil Esposito?
Manon Riom?
Yes. You know, I don't think there's anything sexier than a woman in a jersey skating down. That's right, shoot that puck in the net. Yeah!
She was a goalie, so she wasn't skating
I mean, in general,
that much.
In general. And, yes, Ohio State. And who were they playing? Ohio State Buckeyes and the Georgia State Beavers.
Bemidji?
Jumping Jiminy?
Why Bemidji? Does, like, every hockey game we talk about have at least one team with a really
but
hard
we can't
to pronounce
their name? It's the Jones Flyers versus the San Francisco Bucks.
Damn you, Quebec.
God, French-Canadian.
It has nothing to do with
I know.
Quebec, but it makes me feel better to just say that randomly.
We have a little extracurricular activity, says the play-by-play man.
Yeah.
Little did he know that he was about to make history with the rest of everybody in that place. Is this a relatively... It doesn't look like a big place. What do you get, about 600?
I don't know where they're playing. Are they at? I'm hoping they're at Ohio State just because it's easier to say.
Well, what colors are Ohio State?
White.
What colors is Mizzou green?
Green?
Okay, well,
I believe
if they're
green.
Wearing the white letters, aren't they in Ohio State?
I have no idea.
You're helping.
Should be up at the top.
Well, it says versus. So who?
No.
It's not okay. Well, thank you for the article for not mentioning who. Now, mind you, this was a post-game brawl.
Yeah, they waited till after the game.
This is after the game, but doesn't that mean they're disqualified anyway?
Disqualified from what?
The tournament.
I don't think it was in a tournament. I think it was just a game.
Isn't that what's happening right now?
No,
it's just regular play.
College hockey season.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
You're the
expert. I'm just the jerk over here.
It's just like the guys.
Well, I don't know.
There's a college hockey season and they go.
I don't know. You know how I don't know? Because it's never televised. They have no idea. They televise maybe 3 games.
Friday night hockey.
Ooh.
Hey, at least you can see a college game every week.
It is nice to watch. And they get kind of, it's just as good as any hockey game. You know, it gets rough. It's not just like an all-star game.
Well, the stuff that's on TV tend to be the ranked teams and stuff like that. But, well, the U.S. colleges have sent more of their guys have gotten drafted lately because it's starting to catch up. It's going to be a while until it catches up to major junior hockey.
Yeah.
But there have been some really, really good players who've come out of the NCAA.
I think there was how many penalties? I'm posting the article online for you all to follow. I said y'all again. I can't help it. For all of you to follow. There's 18 game disqualifications, as they say. Maybe that's why I got confused. Because, I skimmed over this article, and I was reading more the list. At the beginning of this article, there's a huge list of, and I think it's pages long, of the penalties that were incurred during this brawl. I'm telling you, please, if you have not seen this yet, go watch this. It is posted on Obey Puck Show on Twitter right now. Right this second. Follow along with us, shall you? Shall them?
I don't know what you were going
for. If you,
for there.
I don't either. You threw me off at the tournament thing. I'm completely lost now. this all happened in about a minute span of time. But
it was just, you couldn't see anything because the video is from the stands and there's just,
there's,
you know,
all these weird college penalties. Is disqualification basically a game misconduct? You're out of there? Okay. So you got a 5-minute major and then a game misconduct. 5-minute major, game misconduct. 5-minute major, game misconduct. Bang, 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 bang. There's face masking here. There's instigating there.
There's face masking?
Right. Yes. It's in it. Right there.
Face
Madison
masking.
Marcotte of the Ohio State, I guess she grabbed the, I guess
she
this is football.
Fight. She didn't fight. She just grabbed
it.
The
yeah.
helmet. Cool.
Yeah, I guess.
She had had enough and took someone's helmet. Or
you know
wanted
what, screw
to take.
You.
Maybe she likes somebody's helmet more than
I
she
want
likes
that.
Her own. Who knows?
I'm trying to get the actual minutes in the article, you think?
It's right there. The actual article.
303 penalty minutes. Shattered the record.
It's the new record.
Shattered the record in penalty minutes in a college game, men or women, Division One or Three. The all levels, both genders record had been at 268 penalty minutes racked up by Boston University in Maine on January 24, 2004. The record for a Division One women's game was 83.
Well, they crushed that. There you
set
go.
Set by Minnesota and Minnesota Duluth on December 14, 2003. 303. I can't read. Penalty minutes.
I don't know. That,
and they were killing each other out there.
It didn't really look like they were killing each other. I mean, it looked like they all gathered at the glass and you couldn't actually see anything.
The camera angle didn't really help either. It looks like they spent $5 more than Erie. And it's in Ohio State. There you go.
I honestly think that the referee just freaked out when all the women came and were hanging out in one area.
No, there's a couple swinging in there. That looks
yeah.
kind of...
Yeah. But that, look, the goalie's back there. He's just kind of she's just wandering around. There's
the
backup goalie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
They're talking about what they're gonna have for dinner.
We won, yay!
Half the team's over there. It can't be that much of a brawl. There's like three people actually fighting.
I'm trying to push this.
Why?
Women, they're not fighting that much.
Well, what I want to see footage of was the Battle of Minnesota, which apparently was heated for 83 minutes of penalties there. Minnesota and Minnesota Duluth.
I don't know. That's a
grudge match right there.
Well, I love the coach, the Buckeyes coach. Was like, I don't really know what happened, to be quite honest.
Those crazy women just...
Those bitches.
They just jumped over the boards and started throwing stuff and screaming. And
so there was only 16 minutes of penalties, the whole 60 minutes. And yes, even though the game stops, you can still get penalized. You just get penalized for minute 20 of the third period. So for those who don't know,
kicked out of the next game.
They will?
Mm-hmm.
So there's not going to be a team.
No, yeah, they said that they had to play the next game with like six skaters aside because so many of them got suspended.
No, I don't
want to
see that. There's no room.
Well, there's plenty of room. There's lots of room to spread out on the benches because everybody got kicked out of the game.
You're just a comedian this week.
Well, it's kind of silly.
I thought it was great. I just love that. Hey, we got some extracurricular activity going on. Yes, thank you, Professor. I want to see more of that in college hockey.
Well, someday,
you can ruin hockey all
the only time that commentary is actually really good for women's sports is in the Olympics. I look forward to the Olympics in general, but I really enjoy when they're doing the women's hockey tournament in the Olympics. So.
Speaking of not listening to commentary during hockey, you and I will agree that commentary, well, locally is not good. We mentioned it before. I'm not going to go into it. But this Saturday, we had the pleasure of listening to music. And it wasn't just any music. I told her I would mention it because she mentioned us. If you like deep cuts, alternate tracks, things you haven't heard on the radio in a long time, please listen every Saturday night between 8 and 11. Go to deepnuggets.com. Kendra Bird is the host of Telekinetic Workshop. She takes requests. She has a catalog of over 33,000 songs. Just oddballs and oddities that you haven't heard in a long time.
It's a good mix of stuff.
It's a great mix for watching hockey. We got through two games. It was over.
Yeah.
So visit deepnuggets.com. There's other shows on there, but specifically... Saturday nights between 8 and 11, listen to Telekinetic Workshop, free of charge on the internet.
On the internet?
Yeah, on the internet, interweb.
Wow. Who knew they could do that with the tubes these days?
Oh, boy. I don't know why I talk to you.
I don't either, really.
Anyway.
I mean, to be honest.
The last thing I saw here, we're getting through these really quick, unless there's something else you wanted to mention before the grand finale. We both had busy, busy days, so we went through a bunch of stuff. And how about that guy that in the Jets game that stole the hat and poured the beer?
I don't find it really funny.
I don't find that
it's
was my
just,
point.
You know, when you go to a game and you have a really, really good seat, and you just proceed to drink yourself into a complete stupor. I don't think you're funny. I think you're kind of sad, actually.
It was...
It's just a waste of a really good ticket.
Yeah, and there's somebody there, and I'm sure they planted somebody in that seat. Hey, you want a seat? You spend... There's somebody like I that can go to a game, spend only, a certain amount of money on a certain ticket somewhere in the seats, and, somebody who has the means to drink his face off like an asshole. Pardon me. Because it is that. You are that. And if anybody gets this message to him, you are that. And any other drunk idiot there in the first 10 rows, you are that. Who has the money to spend and drink that much alcohol and act like an idiot. Because I can drink that much alcohol, guess what? I'll sit down. Or I might rock back and forth. But I'll sit down and I won't bother anybody because you'll just hit me.
Well, you'd probably fall asleep.
Yeah, probably. Thanks. Shh. No. No, no, no. Stop right there. Cab driver had the best ride home ever. Anyway, my point is I wouldn't bother anybody drinking probably more alcohol than he did. But who got checked into the play went into the glass. It was Jets in Chicago. It was Chicago, everybody. Stay classy. Who was it again?
Party.
Of the Jets. They went into the boards, met, and the glass didn't break. It just
came off the
It came off the moorings. It came off the hinge. And he's up into the crowd. Now, the first three rows are not bothering him because they're trying to get punched in the face by the other hockey players. But this jackass.
Well, the first three rows are holding up the piece of glass
that's on top
of them.
Good point. They're holding back the glass. There's like three or four people holding the glass up for dear life saying, please don't crush me. And this jackass walks over, pulls the helmet off his head, which he's going to need. Not that they don't have a backup. That's not the point. You saw in the video, immediately security was like, you're out of here, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
That was my favorite guy in the video, was the completely unamused security staff guy in the blazer who just looked at the drunk guy who took the helmet and put it on his head and was just like,
give me the helmet, you're out of
see
here.
Ya. Goodbye, and I'm really glad I now have an excuse to throw you out.
Yeah, because I've been
looking for one for 2.5 periods.
I've been looking for one for the whole game, and you just gave me one, you idiot. And I hope you wasted $400, you jerk. But on top of that, this other dude, two rows up, comes over and pours beer on the guy. That's a waste of $12. I guess it must be nice to have that much money.
I just wish they had let Party go up into the
stands. Oh, I always go back to, and I hate this son of a
Milbury style.
Oh, yeah.
Grab a shoe and start swinging.
If you ever think of hitting a hockey player while you're in the crowd, please look up Mike, what year was it? It was the 70s. Look up Mike Milbury crowd brawl. And just tell me he won't beat you with a shoe. Your own shoe. Bang.
Or my favorite.
Ty Domi. Yes, I was about to say that's where I was going. I hate this dude. I don't have a problem with Milbury. I hate Ty Domi. I hate you. Excuse me.
That's a lot of hate.
I hate him. And it happened in Philly. Good old Philly. I say stay classy, Chicago. Stay classy, Philly. Ty Domi goes to the box for me in a pitch, I'm sure. Yeah, I threw that in there. And he kicked my ass or whatever. This guy, typical Philly guy, is yelling at him right above the glass. Now, if you're tall enough, you can get your torso above the glass down into the penalty box. He's screaming at him. Ty Domi's laughing. Oops. The glass breaks, and he falls into the penalty box. Well, guess who now has the right to assault you for assaulting him? Ty effing Domi punches the crap out of him. I think he punched it twice, like, I'm going to kill him. And backed up, and they pull him out. And I'm pretty sure they interviewed him after taking him out of jail with two bruises on his face. I don't know what happened.
Alcohol is what happened, first of all.
Philadelphia and alcohol is what happened. He is in forever an internet and sports blooper reel, this idiot. Because whenever they talk about funniest moments in hockey, they show the dude falling in the penalty box. And I'm just saying, if you're going to fall in the penalty box, probably not a good idea to fall in the penalty box with a goon on any team.
Yeah, wait for Alex
Wait
Semin.
For Giroux.
Wait for Semin to be in there.
No, I mean, Giroux will punch him because he'll punch Crosby and go, don't bite me. Yeah, wait for Semin, because he hits like a cat.
I don't know. Cat probably take him at this point.
Semin. Don't be dumb. I mean, I know it's fun to when they're skating around the boards, people smack the glass. They can't hear you.
Well, they can hear you.
No,
it doesn't matter. Although maybe one of these days someone will do that and it'll throw off that slap shot and their team will win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you know when that'll happen? Never in a blue moon.
Well, some people can dream. God. Let them have their dream.
No.
Let them.
No.
They need to have hopes.
I don't care.
Just a dream killer.
Okay, I will kill the dream.
You have killed the dream.
Good.
It's dead.
You deserve If you get involved, you deserve to either be punched by a goon or beat with a shoe. Please look that up.
I think that should be the new slogan for the NHL.
If you beaten hit with a goon or beat with a shoe, NHL.com.
If the glass falls, please don't touch our players. If you do, we are not responsible for what happens.
That's... Never mind. Forget it. It's like when somebody jumps on the field of a baseball game, the baseball players just stand there like this, and the fat security guard runs, please run out of steam. Please run out of steam. No, the hockey player will beat you up. It's like in wrestling when a guy gets over the guardrail. Go ahead, go. Go into the ring, moron. Have fun with that. There's so many times I've seen a guy, one stomp. He didn't even get under the rope. Stupid idiot. Leave the athletes alone. The last thing I wanted to talk about was the only reason why I mentioned this, because I'm very surprised at who's on the top five. Did you read this yet?
Oh,
I think
I did.
Top five selling jerseys in the NHL?
Yes.
I can't get the list anything else, or I would have looked it up, just for a comparison.
Is it Toews, Kane?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Toews, Kane, go ahead.
Is Crosby in there?
I'm going to look it up. I want you to see if you know it.
Somebody and Tim Thomas. Datsuk.
Yeah, Datsuk. So number one is Patrick Kane. Number two is Toews, which is Tave.
It's T-O-E-W-S.
It's Toews.
He's French.
Whatever. Cindy Crosby of the Penguins. I say it like that on purpose. Pavel Datsuk. I knew I was going to do it too. Of the Detroit Red Wings. And Tim Thomas. Tim Thomas of the Florida Panthers. And I think it's really that like commercial.
Yes. Yeah.
Look up the Discover card, the Tim Thomas 2013 Discover card commercial.
Be 11-12. It wasn't.
Was it 11-12?
He didn't play last year.
That's right, he didn't. It all blends in eventually.
I love that commercial.
That happens with us.
I always liked Tim Thomas.
I'm in a cab.
He took
a Boston cab.
He took a lot of crap for saying what he believes in and that kind of thing, but...
We're going into overtime. Go, follow us at Obey Puck Show on Twitter. Go.
No, Thomas took a lot of flack for saying what he believes and, you know, politically and that kind of thing. I could care less. I don't care what any athlete thinks about anything beyond what happened on the ice. I could care less. But, it's interesting that he's number five in the league. I mean, there's some big names in the league that aren't on that list. And
not even Flyers. One. There's like 10 of the guys on other teams I can think of that would sell more, I thought, than Tim Thomas.
Yeah, well,
without mentioning Philly.
I figured a Ranger would be on there just because it's New York. But
you're thinking of Lundqvist because he's pretty.
He is pretty. By far the prettiest guy in the league.
And that's not saying much, because he's got some ugly dudes on his team.
Yeah, there's only a couple of guys that are actually pretty in the NHL.
Hi, my name's Bob. Yeah, what do you do? I play for the Rangers. Oh, what's your name? Rupert. What's his first name? Hendrick.
Hendrick. He's Swedish.
My name is Hendrick Lundqvist.
He's Swedish.
Ah.
I'd like to believe
Bork,
that...
Bork.
...that he grew up with Muppets.
Kurt Defer to Bork, Bork.
Exactly.
He says it like that because he's Fabio.
That's right, yes. He just walks around like a romance novel cover model.
But he talks like that. Would you like to have my Swedish meatballs?
Yeah, exactly.
Bork, bork. Anyway, I thought it was very interesting that Tim Thomas was number five. Like I said, I can think of 10, maybe 15 guys on other teams. Not again, skipping Philadelphia, that was selling better.
Yeah.
I guarantee nobody on the Flyers is selling in the top 20.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Right now. No.
Mm-mm. Maybe Bobrovsky. That doesn't count, though.
He's not with the Flyers
I know.
Anymore.
I have a Bobrovsky jersey.
That's right.
I miss you, Bob. I don't think Emery's going to be selling any jerseys.
You guys should be buying Mason jerseys.
Listen, and we'll close the show off saying this. The years I've known you, what have we talked about every year about the Flyers. Goaltending. What is not the problem this year?
Special teams. Oh.
Shut up.
I always get that wrong.
You always get that wrong. No, they're goaltending. What the... They got one... Go back to goaltending sucking. We need goals.
Why can't it be like it was?
Why can't it be like it was? We pretend that we had half a chance.
Because, Mr. Schneider, it's not the 70s anymore?
How did the Bears do this week?
Not good.
Yeah.
They lost all kinds of games. They're inventing ways to lose games. I think we pulled that one in a huge shootout, like a 10-round shootout.
Hey, we get to go see them play the Baby Pens in a week.
No, we don't. We get to go
Senators.
See them play
Senators.
The Baby Senators,
the
which
baby
is just
Sen.
A horrifying concept.
Which part? There's another Senators?
Baby Senators, just little tiny people that sit in comfy chairs and don't do anything. All day. Actually, well, babies. So baby senator is redundant, actually. It's yeah. Just.
You can follow me on Twitter. I believe when did you do that to somebody? And I'm dying, so. You can follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. You can follow Kelly and the show on Twitter at WayPuckShow. That's it for this week. I was hoping to have a caller, and we didn't have one. So, you know, next week we're going to – did Paul Baker confirm?
He did, but he won't be on – next week he'll be on the week after. So our friend Paul Baker will be back.
Oh, it's two more weeks.
Yep.
Paul Baker, in 2 weeks, Paul Baker will be joining us. We're going to have our first hockey roundtable discussion. So next week we're going to have another regular episode of Obey the Puck, which apparently is a popular one. So if anybody has any topics they want us to talk about, email us at obeypuckshow@comcast.net or go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/group/obeythepuck, or follow us again on Twitter at obeypuckshow, or come see me on the street and say hi. Not you, though. You stay home.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, for this week, I'm Dan.
Kelly.
And we'll see you next Monday at 9:00.